Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. Amen. You love him? Praise God. Good evening to all of you, both here and online. God bless you, Tororo, and whoever is hooked up. Welcome to this midweek service. God bless you. Amen. So welcome to the house of God. Amen. Good to see all of you. Praise God. Amen. We have just had showers of blessings. Amen. May now God give us spiritual showers. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, we bless your holy name. We thank you for this wonderful day, Lord. We thank you for making it possible for us to come here and be in divine presence and worship you and give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. Father, we can never thank you enough for what you have done for us, Lord. But Lord, we pray that this day will be special in our hearts. May you remember your children, Lord. May you bless each and every person. And Lord, all those online, may you bless them as well. And Lord, we remember the sick and afflicted. May you heal all of them. May healing virtues flow to your people, Lord. May you be with each one of them and bless them abundantly, Lord. And Lord, we remember Brother Ben as he prepares for the meetings overseas. May you bless him. May you give him inspiration and anoint him in a mighty way. May the angel of the Lord be with him, Lord, and may you take care of every need. Lord, we ask all these blessings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the house of God. Amen. I just feel so happy today. I woke up different. And it's been a good day. Amen. Let's go to the scriptures. Amen. Today we are going to speak mainly about two books. The ones the devil hates the most. The book of Revelation and the book of Genesis. Amen. But for the reading, I'm going to mainly read the book of Revelation. So we're going to go to Revelation 8:1. And then Revelation 10:1-4. Then we'll go to Revelation 21:9. And then Revelation 22:17. Amen. The whole book of Revelation is a book of the unveiling of the revelation of Jesus Christ. They call it the Apocalypse. Apocalypse means unveiling of Jesus Christ. Amen. But today, we want to talk about the bride. Amen. So Revelation 8:1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about a space of half an hour. Amen. This is the first time heaven goes silent. No activity. And Revelation 10, from verse 1, this is what takes place under that silence. And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Amen. And Revelation 21 verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. This angel has a commission to reveal the bride, the Lamb's wife, one of the seven angels. We're going to find out what angel that is. Then Revelation 22:17. After he reveals the bride, Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. You may take your seats. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight's service is a unique kind of service. Amen. I want us to approach it. It is kind of an exposition. Amen. Of Revelation 22:17. We want to look into this scripture. Amen. Because in that scripture, the prophet laid a lot of promises in this scripture. He said, this scripture is the when the bride becomes the final voice to the final age. Amen. It is in this scripture we find that the bride is actually fulfilling her commission. Amen. Of Revelation of Genesis 1:28. Amen. So this scripture is very important. It is the last promise in the Bible. Amen. The last day promise. So we want to dig deep into it. So my subject mainly is an exposition of Revelation 22:17. And focusing, and this is my title, the unveiling of the word bright. The making of this last day bright. Let's look at this bright that stands in Revelation 22:17. The prophet said in the message, in Rising of the Sun, he said there has been churches. There have been brides. All through the Bible, there have been churches. There have been brides. But the prophet said, there must come one that does not only have the mechanics, but the dynamics of it. There must come one. Amen. So today we want to go deep. It's more of a Bible study, an exposition into this promise. Amen. The unveiling of this word bride. Amen. That the prophet speaks about. The bride that stands at the end in Revelation 22:17. Who is this bride? Amen. Who is this bride? Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. So I encourage you, even after this service, to go deeper into it, because we are going to go to the surface of this. Amen. But the Holy Spirit will quicken more to you. Amen. Who is this bride? Amen. So we want to look at it from the beginning in Genesis. And then you go to Revelation, all through the Bible, and see this word bride, the making of this last day bride. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So are you under expectation? Blessed be his holy name. Amen. So when you go to Genesis, which the prophet said there are two books, the devil hates the most, Genesis and Revelation. And here is why. Genesis reveals his beginning, shows his origin, how he started, and Revelation shows how he'll wind up. Praise God. Amen. The prophet said it reveals his schemes, which is attempted destruction of God's people and discrediting God's word. Blessed be his holy name. So we want to look into this. But these scriptures, we love them. We love them the most. Why? They show our genesis. And they also reveal how we will end up. Amen. That's why we love these books. Amen. So Genesis, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now there is a mystery in that verse 2. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It wasn't just flying on top of the waters. There is a deeper mystery to that, and we are going to find out that this is actually where life begins. Praise God. The prophet said in the message, the seed shall not be here with a shark. He was God. Talking about this scripture, the logos, the word that went out of God and begin to brood upon the earth. Amen. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It began to brood upon the earth. And the prophet said, and when it did, it brought forth marine life. That is the first kind of life it brought forth. When the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, it brought forth marine life. Marine life is life in the sea. Sea life. Life in the fish, in the whales, in all sea creatures. When the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, it brought that form of life first. Praise God. Amen. And then it moved on. Praise God. Hallelujah. It moved on. It began to breathe upon the earth. And then marine life came up. And then it was building up. After marine life, it moved to bird life. Praise God. This life is becoming greater. Bird life is greater than marine life. Praise God. Amen. It moved to bird life. And then up to animal life. You see how it is evolving. It is moving from marine life to bird life, flying. Amen. And then it comes to animal life. Hallelujah. It comes to animal life. And then finally, there came something in representation. Looked like a thing that was brooding over. There came a man in the very image of God. That was now God's own life. Amen. That was the final thing, that the final movement of life. The Spirit produced a man in the image of God, with the very life of God, the very essence of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So you see how that life came. But when he created Adam, amen, when he formed Adam, he made him male and female. On the sixth day, he made him male and female. But if you read Genesis chapter 5 from verse 1 and 2, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Praise God. Him, male and female. And their name was Adam. Amen. Now you see, on the sixth day, God created man, male and female. On the seventh day, he rested. But there's a mystery on that seventh day. It is when he put that man in a deep sleep and performed another creation. Took the bride on the seventh day. Praise God. Took the bride out of Adam and made man a helpmate. Praise God. So This is the first bride. Amen. Eve. So we want to look at the making of Eve. Hallelujah. When he made man in his image, he put him in a deep sleep. First, he formed him and put him in the dust. He put him in the flesh in Genesis 2:7 and breathed upon him. The prophet said, he separated man from his theophany and put him in the flesh in Genesis 2. But something was still not right, because still part of him was in theophany, because he was still male and female in him, even in the flesh. Praise God. Even in the flesh, part of him was still in theophany. And that gives us a hint that a theophany can carry both the masculine spirit and the feminine spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So part of Adam was still in theophany. Amen. So to completely separate him from his theophany, he put him in a deep sleep and took the feminine spirit and created Eve and called her woman. Amen. And Adam said, this is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. Praise God. And when he did that, now man was completely separated from his theophany. That's why the prophet said in the message, who is this Melchizedek? He said, we bypassed our theophanies like Adam. Amen. That's how we bypass our theophanies. Amen. But Jesus came the regular line. He came from theophany to flesh. No wonder the bride was in him. He carried that feminine spirit in him. Praise God. He carried that feminine spirit. Jesus was theophany in the flesh. He could carry the bride in him. You were in him. No wonder the prophet said, when he was walking in Galilee, I was in him. Praise God. You were in him. Just like Eve was in Adam when he was in theophany, you were in Jesus when he was in theophany, when he was walking through Nazareth. Amen. You were in him. Hallelujah. Your spirit was in him. When he went to the cross, you were in him. So brother, you are not here by accident. You are in Christ. No wonder Jesus would tell them, one day you will know that I'm in the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. Praise God. Blessed be his holy name. You are in him. Amen. So when he created Eve, and then he gave them a commission. Now he had given them a commission already in Genesis 1:28. Be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth. Now, when they were put in the flesh, now there were two ways to fulfill that commission. Amen. They were in the flesh, made in the image of animals, mammal life. And now they could multiply by the tree of knowledge through sex. And they had another way to multiply, by spoken word, the way Jesus came forth. Amen. But you know, in Genesis 3, we find another man there. It was the serpent. The prophet said, he wasn't just a beast. He was very close to man, that he could reason and speak. Amen. And through that, the devil possessed the serpent. The serpent was actually a man with a place for the soul, but there was no soul there. That's why the devil could possess him. Amen. And then he tempted Eve. And then they chose the tree of knowledge. And then they began to multiply. Now, when you multiply by the tree of knowledge, there is increase in sin. Amen. That's why in Genesis 6, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, amen, sin increased. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. Like Brother Gate one time shared that quote. Amen. The seed of the serpent multiplies faster. It multiplies quickly. Praise God. When they began to multiply on the face of the earth, so increase in population goes with increase in sin. Amen. Every time the earth becomes full, it also becomes full of violence. It increases in sin. Hallelujah. Amen. So they chose that way. But we find out that man fell. And the prophet said here, like the seed that has to fall. And then when man fell, God began to brood over again. Amen. After man fell, the Holy Spirit began to brood again. Amen. He brooded forth and brought forth Enoch, brought up Elijah. It was the Holy Spirit brooding, brought forth Moses, brought prophet after prophet, trying to restore that image again, trying to bring back that image of God, trying to bring back that image. Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit was brooding. Amen. And finally, upon the earth came the genuine image of God Himself. Again, that Logos, that Spirit, became flesh. Amen. That same Spirit that was brooding now took upon of the a form of a flesh. That Logos became flesh. Amen. Now that same Logos that became flesh, remember, He has a bride. Amen. That Logos that was made flesh has a bride. And the same Logos, this word cannot be tampered with, is brooding over the churches today, trying to bring back the word to its full manifestation. Praise God. So that Logos that brooded over the earth became flesh, and He has a bride. Hallelujah. Amen. He has a bride. When He became flesh, He was carrying the bride. Amen. No wonder this last day bride cannot fall. She's part of the Logos. She's part of Him. Amen. Blessed be His holy name. That's why she bears His name. The prophet says, she is Him. Bone of His bones. Spirit of His spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why you are Holy Spirit. You are part of Him. Bone of His bones. You are part of the Logos. Amen. That went out of God. Hallelujah. Trying to bring back the word to its full manifestation. Hallelujah. Amen. Now in John 1, we see how this Logos became flesh. Amen. And then He says, but as many that received Him, who is Him? The Logos, the Word, as many that received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. You believe on His name because you bear His name. Just like created Adam and Eve, male and female created He them. And call their name Adam. Praise God. You are not taking another name. You are taking His name. You are bearing His name. Because you are Him. At that day, you shall know I am in the Father. The Father is in me. I in you. And you in me. Then when you see me, you shall see my Father. Praise God. You'll not again ask, show us the Father. Amen. When I see you, I see the Father. Blessed be His holy name. Praise God. Amen. So you receive His, you believe on His name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but born of God. You can say, who are born not by the tree of knowledge, but by the tree of life. Amen. You are born by spoken word, born of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of truth. Amen. So you see how this bride is made. Amen. Let's look into this deeper. The prophet said, it is the rising of the sun, and he being the groom, the bride has to come forth, because she is part of him. Jesus came forth, but where is the bride? Praise God. The bride has to come forth, because she is part of him. And it can only be the manifestation of the fulfilling of all the revelations any other that has spoken about the bride. Everything that is spoken about the bride is to be manifested by this bride that comes forth. Amen. It can only manifest that if that's something different from the groom, if it does something different from the groom, it isn't the bride, because she is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bones, life of his life, power of his power. She is him. Praise God. She is him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as a man and woman are one, a woman taken from his side, she has taken a spirit, the feminine spirit from him, the flesh from his side, made both mechanics and dynamics, the wife, the spirit of him, and the flesh of him, and put it together, both mechanics and dynamics. Praise God. Amen. That's why he gives you that power to become a son of God, another son of God, like himself. You are part of him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when do you get this power? He said, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. After that spirit, that original spirit, broods over you, you shall receive power to become a son of God. Amen. Broods over you on the day of Pentecost. That spirit brooded upon them. Praise God. That spirit brooded upon them. And may that same spirit brood upon you this day. May it brood upon me. May it brood upon you to make you a son of God, a daughter of God, a manifested son of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You become a son when you receive this power. Praise God. And the prophet said, recognizing your day and its message, now I'm going to say something. National force put Israel to our homeland. National force will put a church in the world castle of churches. But the power of God, hallelujah, the power of God will put the people in a bright. Praise God. The power of God will put you in a bride. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit will brood over you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit himself will brood over you. The power of God will put in the people in the bride. The world forces this way. The world forces that way. But God forces upwards. The Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, the Logos, amen, my word is spirit and life, will put the people in her place. Because she will recognize her position in the Word, in the Logos. Then she's in him. She's in Christ. No national force will do it. Amen. Praise God. No national force will do it. Amen. So there has been brides. Churches. But there must come one. Hallelujah. There must come one. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There must come one. Are you one of them? on the hookup. Are you one of them? There must come one. Amen. God's prophet cried out, there must come one. Blessed be his holy name. There must come one. Amen. And she's here. Hallelujah. She is here. Amen. The making of this bride. Hallelujah. The unveiling of this word bride. Praise God. Unveiling this bride. Who is she? She is him. Praise God. She's him. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Now you see Revelation 10. Under the seventh seal. What comes forth? The thunders utter. What do the thunders produce? They produce a bride. That's why the prophet said, the seven thunders will gather the bride together. They will show her how to prepare. They will give her faith. They will wake her up. They will revive her. Praise God. Hallelujah. The bride comes forth. Praise God. That's why John could not write what those thunders uttered. Praise God. Hallelujah. He could not write what they uttered. Blessed be his holy name. But we know the prophet in 1962, the same spirit that told John, seal up these things and write them not, told the prophet, pick up your pen and write. Blessed be his holy name. We have heard this over and over. Over and over. Blessed be his holy name. But I prepared a small excerpt. Amen. Brother James is going to play the audio. Just a few minutes. We are going to see what the prophet said. Amen. When the prophet said, pick up your pen and write what our spirit told him. I want you to hear those words from the prophet's mouth. We are talking about the bride. This has to do with the word and the bride. We are talking about the bride. The unveiling of this bride. This bride that stands in Revelation 22:17. Let's hear what the prophet said. Blessed be his holy name. Hear what the prophet said about this bride. What the Spirit told him to write. Amen. This is a hidden mystery for you and me. Amen. Let's hear that excerpt. Then we'll wind up. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
One night as I was seeking the Lord, the Holy Spirit told me to pick up my pen and write. As I grasped the pen to write, His Spirit gave me a message for the church. I want to bring it to you. It has to do with the Word and the Bride.
I'm going to read some now. I want you to listen real close to this. Here's where the Spirit said, pick up the pen.
Amen.
I'll have to leave some of it go, but I've got to bring some of it to you. All right. Now, here is what I'm trying to say to you. The law of reproduction brings forth of its kind. Genesis 1:11. These last days, true church bride comes to the headstone. Will be the super church, a super race, as the near the great headstone. They will be so much like him. They will be in his very image, in the order to be united with him. They will be one. They will be the very manifestation of the Word of the living God. Denominations can never produce this. They will produce their creeds and dogmas mixed with the Word. And brings a hybrid product. The first son was spoken seed word of God. He was given a bride. I'm just reviewing the spirit. I was picking up what I said, see? A bride to produce himself. She fell. See, that's what the bride was given, to produce himself again, another son of God. But she fell by high breeding, see? Produce himself. But she fell, caused him to die. The second son a spoken seed word of God was given a bride like Adam. But before he could marry her, she had fallen also. For she was put to a free moral agency like Adam's wife was, to believe God's word and live or doubt it and die. And she did. Then from a little group of the true seed of the Word, God will present Christ a beloved bride, a virgin of His Word. And through them and by them will be fulfilled all that has been promised for His Word in the virgin, who knows no man-made creeds or dogmas. The Word of promise in Himself, like it was in Mary, God Himself made manifest. He will act Himself by His own Word of promise, so to fulfill all that has been written of Him, as He did when He came from the virgin womb, type of the Spirit womb. Now, so will the virgin now, accepting His Word, be it unto me as thou hast said. Though it was said by an angel, while it yet was the written word, Isaiah 9:6, they will love Him, love His, and will have His potentials, for He is their head, and they are His subjects, subject to His head. Headship of Christ was His. Notice what harmony. Jesus never did anything until seen of the Father, or the Father showed Him first. Harmony between God and Christ. John 5:19. So will the bride. And He shows her His Word of life. He shows her. And she receives it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her. Not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Amen. Now I got a great big hallelujah. Here is the secret. The Word is in the bride. And the mind of Christ to know what He wants done with the Word. And she does it in His name. She has, thus saith the Lord. Then it is germinated. So the Holy Spirit waters it until it is grown and serves its purpose. They do only His will. Amen. I'll believe that. No one can persuade them different. They have, thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. Then they will do the works of God, for it is Himself in them, continuing His Word to fulfill as He did complete in His days. All things, when He was here, He did not complete all when He was here, for it was not time yet. Now, let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. How watch close. This is going to have a spiritual background. Now let us stand like Joshua and Caleb as we see the promised land coming in sight. It's nearing the time to be given. Joshua in Hebrew means Savior and represents the promised end time leader to take the church over. Caleb represents the true believer who stayed with Joshua. God started Israel as a virgin with His Word. But they wanted something different. So did the last day church. Notice how God did not move Israel until His own appointed time. Now listen, this is going to mean something. Joshua waited for that time. Amen. No matter how much people might have said, God gave us the land, the promise. Let us go now and take it. They might have said, Joshua, you lost your commission. You're all washed up. Why are you not doing something? You used to know, thus saith the Lord, in a moment. And what was the will of God? But this wise, God-sent prophet knew the promise of God, but also knew to wait for that promise.
Amen.
A clear-cut decision from God for his time. See these parables now, watch. And when the time come, God gave it to Joshua, who had stayed with him by the word. For he could not trust others. He could trust him. So will it repeat.
Amen. So will it repeat. You hear that? I love what he spoke about Joshua there. Joshua was not in a rush. He was waiting for the appointed time to take over the land. Brother and the bride has waited for the appointed time. Amen. To say, come. Praise God. We have waited. The prophet said, Jesus told the apostles after his resurrection, go and tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. They had to wait for the appointed time. Amen. And the prophet said on the fourth seal, wait till those thunders utter their voices to that little group who can take the word and hand it there. Amen. Praise God. What will it produce? It will produce Revelation 22:17. Amen. That's why we are here, brother. The appointed time has come. Amen. And you had a prophet. He was the seventh angel. Amen. And in the message, the choosing of a bride, the prophet took that scripture, Revelation 21. Amen. One of the seven angels who had seven plagues. Amen. Came to John, come hither, and I show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. And in that message, choosing of a bride, the prophet took this scripture to show the bride marching in step. Blessed be his holy name. But because he had the vials, he had the judgments, in that same message, at the end, he waved to California, and anointing came upon him, and he began to prophesy, thou city of angels, that claims to be a city of angels. Amen. The word of God is speaking against thee. You are going to lay in the bottom of the sea. He was fulfilling that scripture. He was showing the bride on one end and was pouring out a vial on the other end. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. So I believe in this season, when the bride is coming forth, amen, it is mercy, grace, perfection in the hour of judgment. Praise God. Amen. So he showed us the bride. And then the bride stands there. The Logos made flesh again. The Spirit and the bride say, come. She picks up anointing and commission to say, come. And take the water of life freely. So, brother, do you see the promise over you? In these last days. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. These are the words of the prophet. Think of it. It is the end time, folks. Hallelujah. The great day of the Lord is at hand. Gather yourselves together. The feast of the Messiah. Are you ready for the feast of the Messiah? Brother, are you ready for the feast of the Messiah? Blessed be his holy name. We are ready for that feast. Not just any other feast. It is the feast of the Messiah. The last day of the feast, when Jesus himself stood up and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Praise God. That can only take place in the feast of Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit has spoken once again. We have reviewed the record of what the Spirit said. We have found the record to be correct. Hallelujah. What a consolation that is to us who hope to be in the last day bright. For it causes our hearts to leap for joy. Because he is faithful and will perform every promise. He is faithful. Amen. Praise God. So, brother, are you ready for the feast of Messiah? That feast is here. The feast of Messiah. Amen. The good news, Messiah is on the earth now. Where is he? Not in a manger, but in you. In you. In you. In me. The feast of Messiah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. So you see, this bride has been made. Amen. No wonder his ministry, he opened the church edges, he revealed the seals, opened the seventh seal, the thunder has uttered. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now in season, in due season, the bride stands there, complete. Amen. She has received the word. And she's given power. She's given dynamics to be sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are heading to this feast of Messiah. Amen. We are picking up our anointing, brother. Amen. And there's a cloud like a man's hand. And we know it is going to rain, brother. It's going to rain. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Amen. That angel, after he had revealed the word, he said, come hither, and I show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Praise God. Amen. And in the 70s, Brother Coleman reading about the spoken word original seed, he said, let me show you St. John 5:19. And then you'll see a bride marching in step. Marching in step. Thus says the Lord, O keep still. Praise God. Which is the feast of Messiah. We would see Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the word bride has been unveiled. We know the bride. So let the Spirit come. Amen. Let the Messiah come. Let the Holy Ghost descend. Brood upon the word. Brood upon the promise. Brood over me. Praise God. And you know what it does? When he utters the thunders, he put one foot on the land, one foot on the sea, and he swore, amen, by him that liveth forever, which is himself, that time shall be no more. And the prophet said, that is the Holy Ghost standing upon the waters, upon you and me, and swearing that time shall be no more. So God bless you, brother. Just a little exhortation tonight. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Are you ready for the feast of Messiah? Blessed be his holy name. Are you ready, brother? Get ready. Amen. For the feast of Messiah. Messiah is here. Praise God. Messiah is here. Amen. Messiah is on the earth now. He is here. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. What is the feast of Messiah? What is the feast of Messiah? Amen. The feast of Messiah is the river of life, the river of God, flowing from the throne of God. If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. If any man thirsts, amen, whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. That is the feast of Messiah. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Let us thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord for speaking to us in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be his holy name. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Oh, let us sing that song that Jesus paid it all. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I hear the Savior sing, thine strength indeed is small. Shout of weakness, watch and pray. Fight in me, thine all in all. Oh, Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Oh, sin had left a crimson stain. Oh, he washed it white as. Oh, Jesus paid it all. Oh, to him I owe. Oh, Jesus left a crimson stain. He washed it white. Oh, Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe.